Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Daf Pei, Psachim 80A, pagination page 159. We mentioned in a previous session that there's a concept of dechia, of pushing off, override, that when you have a significant number, majority, of the Jewish people that are tamei on a particular Pesach, then you would actually be able to bring the Korban Pesach, even though they are tamei. This override only exists if the tumah, the impurity, the ritual impurity, is tamei mace, from human corpse. But if the tumah is from other sources, such as personal emission, intimate emission, so then this override would not apply. The question which our Gemara confronts is a fascinating, almost like a brain teaser. If you only have majority of impure numbers, because you combine the number of people that are tamei mace, ritually impure from a dead body, plus the number of people that are tamei because of personal emission, so then they're not going to be able to do the override. And the Gemara is going to outline that they will in effect be caught in a catch-22, where in some cases they won't be able to bring the first Korban Pesach because they can't override, because they're not majority impure because of a dead body. And they won't be able to bring the second Korban Pesach either. We'll see why. Towards the bottom of the page, counting up from the wide lines, about six lines, towards the middle of a line, Itmar, we learned. Hayuruban Zavin Umiyutam Tmei Mesa. Let's say the majority of Klal Yisrael are Zavin, personal emission, and a minority are Tmei Mesa, ritually impure because of a dead body. Amar Rav ruled, Osan Tmei Mesa Ein Osim Lo Barishan Velo Besheni. The people who are ritually impure because of a human being's remains, they're not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach, not in the first Pesach in the month of Nisan, and not in the second Pesach in the month of Iyar. Rishon lo'avdi da'avim mi'uto mi'uto lo'avdi b'rishon. They can't override for the first Korban Pesach because they are a minority, because the Tmei Mesim are not enough. It's only together with the Zavim, but that doesn't override. B'sheni nami lo avdi, they won't be able to bring in the second Korban Pesach either. Why not? Kol hecha da avdi tzibu barishan avid yachid b'sheni. Because the only time that a Pesach Sheni works is if there was a Pesach Rishon. Kol hecha da lo avdi tzibu barishan lo avid yachid b'sheni. But if there is no Pesach Rishon, then there won't be a Pesach Sheni either. And because there was no Pesach Rishon, so the Pesach Sheni will not be an option. Drop down to four lines into the wide, towards the middle of a line, and we have our next case. Again, a case where they get caught in the middle without a real solution. Itmar, hayuruban tamei mesim umiyutam zavim. Let's say you have a case where the majority are tamei mes from a human dead body, and the minority are zavim, personal emission. Rav Huna Omar, Rav Huna ruled, ein tashlumin lepesach haba betumah. The Pesach Sheni does not apply if the first Pesach was brought betumah, even though they were ritually impure. And this follows easily in terms of logic, trying to understand it, that the people with the personal emission got stuck here. that they can't bring it in the first Karban Pesach, even though it's being brought b'tomah, because the type of tomah that they have doesn't override. But the first Pesach was brought b'tomah, and therefore there's no option for a second Pesach, because the people that were tameh could bring it by the first Pesach. It's only these people who are zavim, with this unique type of tomah, that they're tamei, and it doesn't override, that they're going to get stuck, because there's no room for a Pesach Sheni, because the first Pesach was already brought, even though they were tamei. Turn the page, and the second line of the page, we have a third case. Itmar, towards the end of a line, we learnt. Hayu sheli shison zavin, a third of the people are zavim personally mission. Ushali shi san tahorim, and a third of them are tahar pure. Ushali shi san tamei mesim, and a third of them are tamei mesim from a dead body. Amar Rabbi Mani bar Patish, osan tamei mesim ein osim lo asarishin velo asasheni. The people who are tamei from a human body are going to get stuck. They can't bring the first Pesach, and they can't bring the second Pesach either. And again, we're being brought into the insight of when a Pesach Sheni could be brought, and when Pesach Rishon would experience the override. But Rishon lo avdi, you can't bring the first Karban Pesach, because igdilu zavin ala tahorim de lo avdi bitoma, havalet me mesim mi'uta, o mi'uta lo avdi berishon. You add the Zavim, personal emission, to the people who are Tahor pure. Both of those types are not going to override to bring the Karban Pesach in Nissan, even though they're Tameh. One group, because their type of Tumah doesn't override, and the other group, because they're Tahor, so there's no reason to override. So you end up with two-thirds of the people not justifying an override to bring it b'tumah. You only have one-third, the Tamei Mesim, from the human being, that would do the override, but they're only one-third. And therefore, a minority cannot do the override. B'sheni lo avdi. And likewise, when it comes to the second Karban Pesach, we're not going to allow them to do that either. Why not? Because Netzarfu Zavim im Tamei Mesim. The people who are impure from personal emission, that's one-third, get added to the people who are tameh from the human body. Delo avdi berishon, and they weren't able to do in the first Karban Pesach. Havalei ruba, and they are a majority of the people. V'ruba lo mitchu lepesach sheni, and you don't push off a majority to the Pesach Sheni. It doesn't make sense that Pesach Sheni should be done as a majority of the people, because theoretically majority should override. It's only because they got a quot over here, because the type of Tumah was mixed. Two different types of Tumah, and therefore one type of Tumah didn't do the override, that they got pushed off to the Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni apparently by definition is a minority, and it's a tag-along to the first Karban Pesach. And therefore, in all three of these cases, the Gemara says they're going to get caught in the middle without being able to bring the Pesach Sheni, even though the Pesach Rishon did not really work for them. Yeshe Koach, have a wonderful day.